The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. It's Dukes and Bear. Let's get to the daily download. We're live at Flowery Branch, Mike. How do the Falcons get ready for this Vegas challenge? Not the game, not the team. It's about us. And I say that because it's so frequent we hear coaches say that. But literally, it is about us. It is about how we get out of this funk, right?
Right.
So today, I roll up. I'm going to tell you guys, we're you know, the fields are literally right behind us. Mike, they got Christmas music playing. Guys are jovial.
Right.
Guys are jumping around. This is not Sadville up here. I'm just telling you right now.
Right.
They are all about getting this thing moving in the right direction. Now, will we? I don't know. But, like, I drove up today, and when I heard the Christmas music, I was like, okay, cool. That's what it should be, because this is about us. The Raiders aren't any good, but you still have to go beat them.
No, I mean, I think fans expect, and this is what's funny, the difference in the disconnect. You expect everybody to be walking around with their head down.
Yep.
It's just, like, and I get it. What was the phrase we used about Russell Wilson? Toxic positivity. Well, I'm not going to say that Coach Raheem Morris is toxic positivity, but he's a positive person. And, you know, when you're not winning and when you go and you lose four games, that's why I know when we hear some of the answers, we ask the questions, you might not get the answers. You're like, we'll try again today, coming up here in the 3 o'clock hour. I mean, people want to, I think, and this was always my thing with Matt Ryan, so I understand the position. People want to hear the coach and the players sound as angry as the fans are. And that doesn't work that way.
Really?
Matt Ryan was never going to sit there and go, this is some blanking BS. And, you know, it just wasn't – you weren't going to get that. I mean, I understand you want it. I want them to feel as miserable as I – not the way it works. They're on to the next week. Now, one thing for certain, nobody's taking this for granted. And you know, when Raheem talks about, you know, last on Monday talking to the media, yeah, we're on to the, you know, it's a tough game Monday night. It is a tough game. It's a road game in the NFL against a guy who's one of the best at getting the quarterback on the ground in Max Crosby.
No doubt about it. We're going to talk with Coach coming up here in about 20 minutes, so stay tuned for that. Let's get to story number two. We've been talking about our Hawks guys, and rightfully so. They advance in the NBA Cup to the semifinals in Las Vegas. We were talking about Dyson Daniels. Here's Quinn Snyder, the head coach of the Hawks, talking about how he defends elite scorers night in and night out.
There's times when it looks like he's beat, but he's able to recover so well. And one of the things that really hurt us is, you know, when someone is, whether it's Brunson or somebody is getting in the paint, we overhelp, you know, and then the ball gets sprayed out. And there was a number of threes where that happened. So, you know, he's a special defender. And
by the way, in New York, Carl Anthony Towns is getting killed, Mike.
Oh, yeah. You talked about it, you know, it's just because they have the size. He's kind of like that, you know, that Al Horford, that sort of positionless basketball jump outside guy. Not, you'd think he'd just be crashing the boards and taking it to Okongwu and Capella.
He got in his head. Certainly, you know, you look at the points and you go, well, yeah, 19. He didn't do crap in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but again, it's the box score doesn't always tell you the story.
Yep.
When do those points come?
Yep.
So that's the thing about DeAndre Hunter. It used to drive me crazy. DeAndre Hunter would go through like the 6 or 7 minutes where he wouldn't score, or he'd just be like, come down, clang, or just a bad shot. That's not happening now. He's in the flow of the half court. Everything that's working. You know what I mean? There's no bad, even if it's a bad miss, it's like they come back and score off it. It seems like everything's in a nice flow on both sides basically right now for Deion.
I agree. And by the way, he was 4-for-5 from beyond the arc last night. So, you know, he's hitting his threes.
Right.
I mean, he took 15 shots. That's where he should be night in and night out. Give me 15, 18
right.
shots. Give me 20, 22 points a game. We are going to be just fine if he continues to play at this level. We'll talk more about the Hawks, guys, and what it means for Trae Young as he starts to resurge as a guy that people around the country are saying, oh, yeah, I remember him. Because, guys, he hasn't been in the spotlight because the team hasn't been good enough over the last few years. Games like last night, Mike, put you back in the spotlight.
I do like what I saw last night. Again, we've been talking about the Hawks the last couple of weeks, and, yes, I get it. It's early days, and there is sort of an impression that at some point things start to ramp up. But this style of basketball flies. It plays on the road. We've seen what they can do at home. Yes, that was one where they rested some guys on Sunday. They got smoked by the Nuggets and Luke and Joker. It is what it is. But, I mean, this team's over 500, winning big games, finishing games, and they're in it. So, again, I think this is one where everything you wanted to see has happened. And I got to be honest, the things we're doing now, we weren't even doing necessarily all the time in 21.
No, we weren't. It's a very good point. And I do think defensively, this is better. They're a better defensive
right.
team. That team could score because we had vets
right.
and everybody.
Oh, look, we love Capella. I'm just saying, a couple guys said, what do you got against Capella? Nothing. I'm just saying, I was surprised he was retained this year. I thought we'd try to get a little bit younger, a little bit bigger.
No, I'm with you on that. We got more to get to. We got a Thursday night football game. Should be a good one, guys. Rams at San Francisco tonight. As the West is kind of getting there up for grabs. Listen, the Rams, I said this, they're a very good football team. It would not surprise me if they win tonight. San Fran's favored by 2.5 points on the Thursday night game on Amazon.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups. Ups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.